WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Phil Lipoff. Protests in San Francisco as Asia-Pacific leaders gather for the APEC summit. Demonstrators with various groups speaking out about trade, the Israel-Hamas war, and other causes blocking intersections and leading to a few clashes with police. An off-site meeting also taking place between President Biden and China's leader. Dominic Chu is a senior analyst at the Eurasia Group.
Both countries will step up on restoring military dialogue, restoring people-to-people contacts, student exchanges, tourism, flights. There might also be corporate deals emerging. But these agreements are small in scale and will not fundamentally alter decline in relations.
The White House says President Biden will sign the House-approved short-term fix to avert a government shutdown. Now the Senate has to act before Friday's deadline. Americans cut back on spending in October compared to the month before. It's the first decline for retail sales in 6 months and partly driven by falling prices for gas and cars. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers appear to be safe at home. The American Family Field bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he has said he'll sign it. The amended bill that passed the legislature yesterday asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewers events at the stadium. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department is inviting the community to sit with members of the department after a racial bias audit found issues that need addressing. According to a Northern News Now report, the audit was conducted after community members expressed concerns of racial disparities, and the audit found black males were the most likely demographic to be pulled over in the city. The Duluth Police Department is looking to include community input in changes they can make to fix those issues. Republican lawmakers in the Wisconsin State Legislature have given final approval to a $2 billion income tax cut, which Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto. A spokesperson for Governor Evers called the plan a completely unserious proposal, as the governor has previously vetoed similar tax cut proposals. The legislature proposed the plan as an alternative to a plan Evers proposed to address workforce and child care issues, which was rejected by the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Brewers hire a new manager. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers making it official today. They've promoted bench coach Pat Murphy to manager of the team, replacing Craig Counsell. A press conference tomorrow. Former Brewers infielder Ricky Weeks hired as associate manager. And last night, the Brewers trading two minor league players to the Phillies for infielder Oliver Dunn. NBA, the Bucks in Toronto tonight to face the Raptors. Giannis Antetokounmpo says the players' relationship with their new and first-time head coach, Adrian Griffin, is more like a partnership.
For 10 games right now, with all the expectations that we have as a team, all of a sudden, you know, everybody cares about the Milwaukee Bucks. Going out there, try to win games. And I know, like, coach is getting better each game. We are trying to get better each game. But at the end of the day, as I said, this is a partnership. You know, I don't think in every team in the NBA that's the case. But for sure here, Griff is definitely has been a partnership with everybody, not just me, with every single player.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies this afternoon with highs around 57. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 41 tonight, mainly clear. Highs around 62 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 57.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn, I've been thinking about this. I want to call this the Release the Kraken Tapes Wednesday edition.
Happy hump day, Crudy. Release the Kraken. Nate, working the board. Thank you for your hard work. Our fair audience, happy, happy hump day.
You're going to have to wait till the happy hour to hear the Kraken Tapes. We have the Kraken Tapes. We have the testimony given by Sidney Powell. And a little bit of the Jenna Ellis as well. We're going to release that in the 5 o'clock hour for you, our audience. And we're going to have some fun with that. Also that two first name guy, that Senator Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. Well, he keeps talking about Fight Club.
You're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, Crudy.
I didn't think as a U.S. Senator, you were supposed to talk about Fight Club. I thought he was a big man, strapping lad like myself.
Oh, no, man. He's like, I looked it up. He's 5'8", man. He's like barely taller than me. He's a little dude.
Little Napoleonic complex, Tom.
maybe a little of that going on. Come on, Mark Wayne. You're making us short guys look bad.
Do you think he wears the DeSantis sliders in the heels?
Maybe. It's entirely possible. Given the over response, given the brashness of the senator who got shouted down by Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't doubt it, but you know, who am I to judge?
No, I don't know the man, Dom, and I know he's got like six kids, but I see him like in a Corvette with like an AR-15 as his co-pilot. You know, trying to cover all the inadequacies all at once.
That's a total bro sesh for sure. Red Corvette. Yeah. You know, check the boxes.
We'll get back to that, Tom. But let me ask you a question. Why do Republicans hate engineers? And apparently diversity.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of math that goes on with engineers, and I'm not sure Republicans are very good at that sometimes.
We got a fine guest joining us. She's probably good at math. We're not going to do math on the radio. But maybe a little governance. We've got the minority leader, our friend Melissa Agard, state senator from Madison, coming in here in the Solidarity Realty Studios real soon, like 20 minutes from now. You'll stick around for that. But Tom, let's start today. It is a rare day when you can say the entire business community, nearly, at least all those impacted by engineering, are against the actions of these Republicans. And by these Republicans, I mean Boss Voss and your buddy, Jay Sortwell. Apparently, they're of one mind on this, Tom. Yeah,
they've merged their agendas.
I referenced the reporting of Kelly Mayhofer over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin businesses need more engineers, but Republicans are holding up the UW-Madison project that would help address the shortage. And you say, why?
Why?
We'll get to that. The Republican war on diversity, equity, and inclusion could cost Wisconsin hundreds of engineers. That's every year.
Collateral damage. No biggie.
The GOP-controlled legislature declined to fund a new engineering building for the University of Wisconsin-Madison as part of the state budget. The project would expand enrollment in the engineering college, and the decision dealt a significant blow to the state's flagship and to the business community, which is typically aligned with Republican interests but finds itself at odds on this particular project. The two have teamed up to push for the building's approval in the remaining months of the legislative session. In surveying every lawmaker about their position on the project, it is clear many support the building of a new engineering building, Dom, but Republicans are holding it hostage to extract concessions from the state university system around the DEI programming.
Again, sounds a little like log rolling to me, Crudy.
Little bit. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, said once a deal with UW is negotiated around the DEI and other demands, you know, the terrorists have their demands, Dom, the legislature would present a proposal that includes the engineering building. So we can't have raises for the staff, any of the UW staff, because Robin Voss wants to eradicate all funding for diversity.
Now, my understanding, Governor Evers is suing on that topic, in that specific regard.
He might sue, but that's not changing Robin Voss's mind. When you can waste the taxpayers' money in litigation, why not?
I mean, OPM, Crudy.
But to fail to fund capital investiture, and I mean, they've funded other capital.